It's Monday the 29th of June 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. It is day 29 of the Audiomo Challenge, so that is 30 days of June, recording a piece of audio every day, and as I've said in all my other audios, I'm combining it with my Photo a Day Challenge, so throughout the month of June I'm bringing you the stories behind the photos I've taken during the day. Today's photo is another then and now photo. I think I talked earlier this month about my love of the TimeHop app, which is a smartphone app that you point at your various social networks and even your photo collection on your local hard drive, and it then presents a your day in history each day. And I love it because I go in and check it once a day, and you know, I see photos of my kids at various stages. I get reminded of events that happened on the anniversaries of them happening. And it's just a fab app. I absolutely love it. And one of the things that allows you to do is, obviously, you can go back and look at photos you've taken in the past and reshare them on your social networks. And it gives you a variety of templates to do that, including what it calls a then and now template, where you get a square picture. On the left-hand side, you get the old picture from your history. On the right-hand side, you can put a fresh photo that you've perhaps taken today. And I love doing this sometimes with my kids' pictures, just to show them next to each other and show how they've grown. So on my TimeHop today appeared a photo of my kids from 5 years ago. So at this point, my son was just under a month old, and my daughter would have been 2.5. And it's a really cute photo of them sitting on the sofa with my daughter holding my son. She's kind of got him propped up and she's holding him. And I saw that, oh, they were both so cute when they were tiny. So I said to them yesterday, I said, let's see if we can recreate this photo. And then I can put it next to each other and everyone can see how much you've grown in the 5 years. And after a lot of messing about, we did. It's a lot harder to get a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old lined up for a photo, especially when the 5-year-old has reached that stage where if you point a camera at him, all he wants to do is pull a funny face or stick his tongue out. So after a lot of messing about, I managed to get a photo of them in roughly the same position, not pulling anything like the same faces, but mostly reasonable of both of them, although if you look closely you will see that my son is smiling with his front teeth over his bottom lip, so he's still pulling a bit of a silly face, but it was the best I could do. But I just love this photo because it shows the two of them next to each other and you can see how much they've grown over the 5 years, but you can still see that they're the same kids. You know, even David, who was just a 1 month old and was teeny tiny at the time, you know, he's still the same child. He's just grown up an awful lot. So that was the photo that I shared today. I'm never sure if the sharing a TimeHop photo really counts as taking a new photo or not, but I think when you combine it with a modern day photo and you use it as a way to show the difference in your kids or the difference in something else, it doesn't have to be kids. I just take a lot of photos of my kids because that's me. But anyway, I think that does count as a new photo. So that is my photo of today for the 29th of June. So thank you very much again for listening. There's one more day of the Audiomo Challenge, and I will be talking to you again then very soon. Bye for now.